Welcome to the Pelvic Floor Fit Podcast. My name is Dr. Emily, and I am a mama of soon to be three under three. I'm a pelvic health physical therapist, and I'm a certified pre and postnatal fitness coach. And it is my absolute passion to empower y'all to achieve a pain-free pregnancy, the birth of your dreams, and a confident postpartum recovery. Just a quick reminder about information that I share in this podcast. It is not intended to be taken as medical advice intended to diagnose or treat any illness or condition. You should speak with your healthcare provider about any of the topics discussed and how they may or may not pertain to you. While I am a pelvic health physical therapist and certified pre and postnatal fitness coach, we do not have a therapist-patient relationship or trainer-client relationship. Today, I'm really excited to bust the myth that is the common advice that you should not start anything new during pregnancy, especially regarding fitness. And I see this everywhere from a lot of providers who are treating pregnant women to pregnancy books. This is what you will read and hear over and over and over. Pregnancy is not the time to start a new exercise program. It is not the time to learn new forms of exercise. And I do want to give this disclaimer of there's a reason why they say that. They're not trying to lie to you intentionally. What they're trying to do is a little CYA, right? Because pregnancy is complicated. It's very emotional. Things happen, things go wrong. There's a lot of liability involved. And so the last thing that they want is to recommend something that then you're going to come back and sue them because something happened and you feel that it was because of the advice that they gave you. So I think that's first and foremost the reason why they say that is for liability. I also think a lot of these people giving this recommendation just haven't actually done the research. They haven't done the time to actually look into what is actually beneficial during pregnancy. And so they feel nervous giving any recommendation besides like, just stick with what you have already been doing. So I don't think it's always like malintent, but it's definitely not good advice. And here's why, because every mama has a different starting point going into pregnancy, right? We have everyone from, you know, the amazing Tia Claire Toomey, who, you know, has won the CrossFit Games several times and is an absolute powerhouse. So what she was doing prior to pregnancy is going to be a little bit different than someone who has never exercised regularly. So saying that you should never start something new during pregnancy is a very misleading one-size-fits-all recommendation. Additionally, pregnancy puts a really high demand on our bodies. And so if we are not willing to do things to support our body so that it can experience that process well, that is going to be detrimental to both mama and baby. Now, again, someone like Tia Claire Toomey maybe doesn't need to start new things. She's already got a pretty good foundation. But if you've never exercised regularly, then this actually might be a fantastic time to start a new exercise program. And I like to point out as well that for some reason, this really is a recommendation that they make exclusively to exercise, because they'll make all sorts of dietary, you know, recommendations that you should start a prenatal, for example. Like if you were not taking a prenatal previously, they'll recommend that you start taking a prenatal. They'll recommend that you start eating more vegetables and fruits, that you need to, you know, do these things that are common sense. Like let's improve our nutrition. Let's supplement where we're not getting, you know, key vitamins and nutrients. But then they're hesitant to make that same recommendation with exercise of let's make sure that we have really great pelvic health. Let's make sure that we're strong. Let's make sure that our flexibility is good. You know, things like that. They get nervous making those recommendations, but they're totally fine with telling you that you need to start eating differently. So I think you have to take that advice with a grain of salt. I understand where they're coming from. But it's not actually beneficial or helpful to most women, because for a lot of women, they actually should do things differently when they learn that they're pregnant. Because let's be real, birth is a marathon. Pregnancy and birth are marathons. And if we're not training our bodies appropriately to meet those demands, then we're going to have all of the common aches and pains that you hear about. You know, back pain, sciatica, pubic symphysis dysfunction, sacroiliac joint pain, and more and more and more, you know, excessive swelling, all sorts of things. These are very common, but again, common is not normal. The reason that we have those symptoms is because our body is not supported in this pregnancy. That is why we're having dysfunction and symptoms. It's a breakdown of our body's ability to handle the pregnancy without symptoms. So what do we do about it? What matters most in pregnancy for our long-term health? So first, I like to recommend that we start really building or maintaining, if we already have one, a really strong physical foundation. And this, in my opinion, includes really high quality breath work, having a really good connection with our pelvic floor, a really great connection with our core, and excellent mobility. That truly is the foundation of our physical health. All of those things work together to keep us from having those common aches and pains. Like I said, back pain, sciatica, pubic symphysis dysfunction, on and on and on. If we have a really strong physical foundation and we maintain it, because it will change throughout pregnancy due to hormonal changes, due to our growing belly, due to all those things, if we build it in the first place or we maintain what we already have, we're far less likely to actually have those aches and pains, and we're much more likely to go into birth prepared really well for birth and also to recover from that birth. We also want to build great strength and stability to, again, feel great throughout pregnancy and to birth really well and to recover. So strength training is ultimately how we build strength, right? And so if you have not been strength training, this would actually be an excellent time to do it. Now, there are obviously right and wrong ways to go about strength training, and I think that's why the recommendation is to just not start anything new. Because if you don't start something new, it's not risky, right? But I would like to push back against that mindset a little bit, because there is risk in not doing something too, right? There's a risk in doing something. There's a risk in not doing something. So ultimately, you have to choose which risk you're willing to take. And for me, I love to teach moms how to start strength training at the level that's appropriate for them. So maybe body weight is where you need to start. Maybe you need to start with a light pair of dumbbells. You don't have to jump straight into barbell work if you've never lifted in your life. That's silly. But we need to build strength, because we are going to gain, on average, about 20% excess body weight during pregnancy. We are going to have our joints loosen as we prepare for birth. We are going to have our balance challenged. We have all of these physical changes that are happening, and we have to be building the support to meet those challenges well. And we do that with strength training. We also stabilize those joints that are becoming more lax in preparation for pregnancy with really specific exercises that target muscles that are designed for stability. So like with our pelvis, we have specific exercises that we do to stabilize our pelvic components so that we don't have sacroiliac joint dysfunction or pubic symphysis pain as often, or if we do, that we can address it quickly. We also need to be supporting our energy. This is something that's a little counterintuitive, because you would think, well, if I'm so exhausted from pregnancy, I definitely don't have energy to work out. But anyone who has actually been consistent with exercise can tell you firsthand, and there's also a ton of literature to back this up, our energy has a lot to do with what we adjust to, right? So even if you are really tired during pregnancy, which most of us will be, if you keep moving consistently, it will actually produce more energy for you. It will, I like to kind of use the analogy of a battery. It will give you a bigger battery reserve of energy to start with. So obviously there's a sweet spot there. We don't want to be not training at all and not filling up our battery, but we also don't want to overtrain and totally deplete our battery where it can't recharge. There's a sweet spot, but movement and especially strength training really do improve our energy levels, which is massive during pregnancy. It's also really helpful for a baby. There are tons and tons of health benefits to strength training with for baby. And I have a whole other episode that I'm going to do on just that in the future, so stay tuned. But I think that can be a really motivating factor for a lot of moms. If they've never been particularly active, sometimes pregnancy is the fire that gets lit under us that we're like, man, I really need to take my health more seriously. I need to make some changes because I'm about to become a mama. And so now, like, I have to care about this other little person, and maybe I wouldn't do this for myself, but maybe I'll do it for them. It has cognitive, physical, emotional benefits for our children. It is so, so cool. So not only are you supporting yourself and making good choices for yourself, but you're actually doing something great for the baby in your tummy as well. It's also really important to make these changes during pregnancy for our long-term health, right? Because as women, we will lose muscle mass as we age. We will lose bone mineral density as we age. We know that that happens. But the best way to combat that is to strength train, to build great muscle mass in our 20s, 30s, and 40s, to increase our bone mineral density by lifting, by putting weight through those bones and making them stronger. So not only is this beneficial for us during pregnancy and birth and recovery, but long term, as we're aging, we're going to be so grateful that we made these choices. So there, to me, the benefits far outweigh the risks. As long as we're being mindful, we're gradually working on our strength training, we're not doing anything that we clearly are not ready for. And so that is where it really comes in, finding somebody who knows what they're talking about, who can walk you through this process, especially if you're new to it. If you have never lifted weights a day in your life, it's probably advisable to reach out to an expert like myself or someone else with credentials who has background in this, who knows what they're talking about, who can walk you through step by step how to do this. You don't have to figure it out on your own. And that's one of the beautiful things with the internet now. There are so many resources. You do not have to just guess. You can get actually high quality evidence-based information to walk you through this whole process, to have a really great pain-free pregnancy, the birth of your dreams, and a confident postpartum recovery. And that is why I would like to recommend that you not necessarily follow the advice that you should not start something new during pregnancy. I think it's really misguided. I think it's a harmful one-size-fits-all approach that is ultimately costing us a lot more than it's protecting us from. Now, a lot of you might be wondering, okay, that's great, Emily, but how do I even start? Like, what do I even do? Like, I've never lifted a day in my life, or I have been lifting, but what's safe for pregnancy? What's not safe for pregnancy? I just don't feel like I really know what to do now. That's why I would love to invite you to grab my 5 exercises for a pain-free pregnancy guide. It is totally free, and the link will be in the description below. It is my favorite top 5 things that I would recommend that you start with in pregnancy, especially if you're not familiar with lifting, with strength training, or you just don't really know what is safe during pregnancy. If you find that really helpful and you would like even more like step-by-step guidance and a little bit more support, I also have a workshop called Birth Like a Boss, which goes in even more in depth of all of these recommendations that I think are good for pregnancy and preparing for birth. Obviously, they are things that you need to clear with your healthcare provider in your particular case, because there can be some exceptions. Like if you're on pelvic rest, you probably shouldn't be doing perineal massage. But they're a great, great guide, a great step-by-step process that teaches you beginning to end. Like if you found out you were pregnant tomorrow, let's have a great pregnancy. Let's feel awesome. Let's avoid those common aches and pains. Let's get ready for an amazing birth, to feel really empowered that your body is ready for this birth. And that will just benefit you so well in the confident postpartum recovery as well. If you have any questions, if you would like to connect and get more daily content from me, you can find me over on Instagram at pelvic.floor.fit. You can also subscribe to my email list down below. I send out a handful of emails, well, a handful, probably two or three emails a week. I try to get out to y'all with really high quality, helpful information and resources. It's just a really huge passion of mine to equip y'all to understand your body, to understand your pelvic health, and how to support it really well, so that motherhood can truly be your favorite chapter of life yet, and not feel like so many of us do, that it's just really hard and really painful and there are no solutions and you just have to suck it up and deal with it, because that's absolutely not true. Even if you're incredibly busy, like I am, we can feel really, really good if we just know the right things to prioritize. We can use our time really effectively, and we can support ourselves naturally. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Pelvic Floor Fit podcast. It is my absolute honor to empower, educate, and inspire you mamas to have the most amazing motherhood journey possible. If this was helpful for you, please leave me a 5-star review and send this to a mama who needs to hear it.